Ay bobo, ay bobo, ay bobo. Welcome to the Agua Cerrito podcast show, where we honor the divine, spark personal liberation, and deconstruct Haitian voodoo. I'm your host, Knowledge, also known as Konef Kife. Every episode is a digital offering to the sacred spirits, ancestors, and vibrant culture of Haitian voodoo. Through storytelling, interviews, and reflections, we will explore its roots, its power, and its impact. Voodoo is more than spirituality. It is life, legacy, and liberation.
Ay, bobo!
Ay, bobo!
Mi loco, eh! Y'en valou tous les saints, y'en valou tous les morts, aussi au Seguelo. Dis mi loco, eh! Y'en valou tous les saints, y'en valou tous les morts, aussi au Seguelo. N'a entré dans un foyer, go, nou go! N'a entré dans ce baguia, yo, go, nou go! Y'en valou tous les saints, y'en valou tous les morts, on s'y au Seguelo.
Mi loco, eh. Y'en valou tous les saints, y'en valou tous les morts, on s'y au Seguelo. Mi loco, eh. Y'en valou tous les saints, y'en valou tous les morts, on s'y au Seguelo.
Love.
Welcome to another episode of the Agua Cerrito podcast show. I'm your host, Professor Knowledge, Professor Konekife. Today, we are going to talk about Milokan, the unifying spiritual force within Haitian Vodou. As always, we begin our conversation about the divine by centering ourselves in breath and prayer. So let's start with our breath. We're going to breathe together three times. Inhale possibility. And exhale limitation. Inhale balance. And exhale worry. Inhale vitality. And exhale fatigue. Align your breath to your heartbeat. Greetings to Almighty God. Thank you for the breath of life. Greetings to all the divine saints and angels in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Greetings to Milokan. We invite you to this space and ask that you pave the way for knowledge and understanding of your energy in this episode. Greetings to the ancestral spirits of all four elements of earth, water, fire, and air in the east, west, north, and south, both known and unknown. Greetings to the ancestral spirits of our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents, and great-grandparents and beyond, both near and far. Greetings to you, our esteemed listeners. We ask to enlighten and empower our listeners with love, wisdom, and knowledge. We ask to liberate our hearts and minds in order to connect with the divine. We ask that whatever is needed from this episode be met. We ask that whatever guidance needs to be shared is shared and understood in this episode. We ask that whatever lessons need to be learned, be learned. Aibo bo, ago ago, bo, rababa, asao, alaso, awoshenago, javodo, afutai, bilolo, swakongo, kwa, se, mbo. Welcome back to another episode of the Agua Cerrito podcast show. If you've been on the journey with us, thank you so much for tuning in again. I truly appreciate you being part of our digital laku. And if you're new to the show, welcome and a big aibobo to you. I am Professor Knowledge, Professor Konekife, and this show is all about one thing: deconstructing, demystifying, and decolonizing Haitian Vodou. Each week, I share information with the goal of educating, empowering, and enlightening our listeners on the beautiful, sacred religious practices of Haitian Vodou. Before we dive into today's episode, I'd love for you to hit that follow, subscribe button so you never miss an update. And if you're enjoying what you hear, leaving us a quick rating or review is one of the best ways to support the show. And of course, feel free to share this episode with a friend who'd enjoy it too. Since we have listeners in our digital laku all across the world, every week I shout out a city where our listeners are located. This week, I want to send a big aibobo, a big shout out to all of our listeners in Quebec, Canada. So Quebec, Canada, aibobo, aibobo, aibobo to you. Today, we're diving into a word that, if you're new to Vodou, you may not have heard before. The word Milokan. And sometimes it's pronounced Minokan. So sometimes you may hear a Milokan with the L in the middle or a Minokan with the N in the middle. depending on the region and the lineage that is using that specific term. And when we think about Milokan or Minokan, it's a word with deep spiritual, cultural, and political weight within Haitian Vodou. And we wanted to dedicate an entire episode, given how important it is to understand this specific energetic signature. So what is Milokan? So let's start with a little bit of a definition of, like, when we say the word Milokan or Minokan, when you see that written in Haitian spaces or its reference, what are we referring to? Remember, in Vodou, Vodou is an embodied living religion. It is an embodied spiritual practice where its devotees honor the Loa, devotees serve the Loa, devotees and initiates work with the Loa. And when we say Loa, we're referring to the spirits and the forces that typically walk with us. But you got to remember, there are so many spirits within the Haitian Vodou pantheon. And we took some time in season one to unpack the various different nations within the pantheon. We talked about how a Loa comes to existence. So if you haven't heard those, check those episodes out in season one. And given that there is so many different Loas, and we are in a what we call a decentralized religion, meaning there's not one place or hierarchy in a sense where there's documentation, and a lot of Haitian Vodou is also oral traditions. So as a result of that, some laws are very well known, right? Even some laws have spilled over into the mainstream, albeit it is sometimes from a stereotypical lens. However, we do see a lot of laws that are well known, and some laws, they are really well known, let's say, in specific regions of Haiti. They're well known in specific habitations or lineages or specific communities. However, some laws, unfortunately, may have been lost, may have been forgotten as a result of a number of different factors. But some of the ones that we see that has created the sense of erasure of some of our amazing, the many, many amazing laws we have, has sometimes been lost due to religious suppression, due to persecution of those that are practicing the faith, of cultural erasure, and other colonial disruptive tactics. That's really, there's been a lot of efforts time and time again to literally try to wipe Haitian Vodou out of existence. And in some cases, some laws have been preserved and been resilient, and been able to pass through the test of time and be able to still be very present with us. And others, due to these tactics, due to this kind of being lost in time, and again, for a number of other reasons I won't go into, but sometimes some of these laws are forgotten, or they're just over time, they just kind of go in dormant. And this is where the term Milokan comes into play. So when I think of Milokan or Minokan, I think of it like a spiritual umbrella. Think of Milokan functioning as a way, kind of an all spirits, all Loa invocation of unity across every single nation within the Vodou pantheon. And you know, when we say a spiritual umbrella, and sometimes you may hear the term, you know, Milokan is a catch-all term, meaning when we're talking about all the laws, that's kind of the language we refer to it. There's also different expressions of how people interpret this idea around Milokan. Some individuals in some lineages see and consider Milokan as a unifying force and a concept. You know, really kind of this idea around unification of all the laws. And in some lineages, the devotees or practitioners actually consider Milokan as a Loa in and of itself, as a spirit in and of itself. And, you know, listeners, I think in order to really properly love on and honor Milokan in all its glory, in this episode, I specifically wanted to deconstruct. I wanted to take a moment to deconstruct what Milokan truly represents at least again from my theological interpretation of it. And I wanted to take a moment to unpack that just so that to create the sense of alignment and understanding on just how powerful of an energy that we are referring to whenever we use the term Miloka. Miloka is the summation of the spiritual forces of every cardinal direction. And when we say cardinal direction, all the spirits in the east or of the east, all the spirits of the west, all the spirits of the north, all the spirits of the south. Miloka represents the spiritual forces of every element of nature. And when we say element of nature, we're talking earth, water, fire, and air. Miloka represents primordial beings, primordial spirits that are older than time and space and humanity in and of itself. And Miloka also represents the spiritual forces that will arise and elevate in the future. Miloka is the summation of the spiritual force of every single state of consciousness. Miloka represents the spiritual forces of every country and every nation and every continent on the planet Earth. Miloka is the summation of the spiritual and cosmic forces of the broader universe. So, as you can imagine, when we think about the vastness of what Miloka truly represents, it is actually, listeners, beyond our human comprehension. When we, as mere mortals, call down the energy of Miloka. When you see a Vebe, we're going to talk about Miloka in ritual in just a moment. But I just wanted to take a moment to just unpack that lens. Because Miloka, it's a way of calling all the spirits together. And in Vodou, you'll hear a lot around the word. You'll hear a lot of people use terms like rassemble, which is an assembly, right? So, you know, that's a common Vodou V term, is this idea of rassemble, whether we're talking about a family reunion or a lineage reunion, or in this case, a spiritual reunion, when we refer to Miloka. I like using the term family reunion when we think about rassemblement. I like using the term family reunion, not just naming those whose names we know, but it's also to name those that are hidden, are forgotten, or there are too many names to list. And what's also interesting is that while Miloka or Minoka is seen as a representation of all laws, in some lineages, they also acknowledge the Miloka energy of the different nations. So it takes this concept of the Miloka as an umbrella spiritual lens and then refers and connects it to the different nations and in referencing the unity within that nation. So for example, in some lineages, you may hear the term Miloka Rada as an energetic signature. You may hear Miloka Congo. You may hear Miloka Petwo, etc., etc., etc. And actually, you know, we're gonna be coming up on a break here in a moment. During our break, we're actually gonna play a song that represents the Miloka of the Nago Nation, the Ogu Escorts. You know, listeners, we will do an entire episode talking about Vodou songs, because I think that's such an important lens and an understanding to have. But it's very common when you hear many Vodou songs, even if you don't speak Creole, but you hear the translation, the interpretation of it, many Vodou songs usually zoom into an honoring or talking about one or two specific expressions of a loss. And sometimes you'll hear, for example, I talked about the Minoka Nago song that we're going to play in a moment here. Sometimes you'll hear like a song, you know, if I'm going back and I'm talking about Ogu Escort, you may hear a song about Saint Jacques, Maje, as a Vodou song. Or you hear a song specifically about, let's say, Ogu Badagri and Ogu Ferai. But when we play the song that's the Minoka Nago song, that means that that specific song is, and actually in song form, the lyrics focus on all of the Ogu laws in the case of this particular song, not just one or two particular expressions of the escort within Ogu. So it's important to understand that when we say a Minoka song, there may be referring specifically to the Minoka or Miloka of all laws, or certain Minoka songs are representations for an entire nation. You will also notice throughout the episodes, if you kind of see a theme in terms of when I speak about various laws, particularly when I do the roll call of various laws, I typically end those phrases by saying, to all the laws I know, to all the laws I don't know, to all the laws I said, to all the laws I didn't say. And that language, that catch-all language, is essentially a nod to Miloka in action. So there's this concept you'll start to see. There's a theme across Vodou of always seeking to create the sense of unity, whether that is in prayer, whether that is in song, whether that is in ritual. Another thing, and one more thing I want to kind of refer to, and then we'll take a break. I want to also talk about how when we tap into Miloka, how we are invoking the plus one concept in Vodou numerology. So I talked about this concept of plus one Vodou numerology again in season one from a theological perspective. And when we say plus one, you sometimes hear a reference to, let's say, 21 nations of the Vodou pantheon. Sometimes you hear people reference Miloka as 101 laws or 101 nations. And in some lineages within Vodou or in Vodoun, that's Vodou with an N, you'll sometimes hear the use of 401 nations. So you can see each number within the Vodou numerology in this context is ending with this plus one. And the plus one, again, is a fundamental theological aspect of Vodou cosmology that references the one being an infinite number that never ends. So whenever we put a plus one, mathematically, it creates space for it to be infinite, for it to never end, essentially. And so Miloka represents the infinite numerological relationship to the cosmos. With that, we are going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to continue the conversation around Miloka, focusing on its history and also how you may see Miloka represented in rituals. Hope you're enjoying today's episode. Have a question, comment, or feedback? Feel free to send us an email at aguacedito@gmail.com. That's aguacedito@gmail.com. You can also visit us on the web at www.aguacedito.com for more information about past episodes, show notes, and more. There are three reasons why the concept and the spiritual force of Milokan is important in Haitian Vodou. The first I wanna speak about is inclusion. So you'll notice that within the Vodou cosmology, there is a prioritization. Instead of there being kind of things being constrained or aspects of the practice being kind of exclusionary, it's all about expansion. It's all about inclusion. It's all about transformation. So that is essentially, you know, core elements to the construct, the theological construct of this practice. Because Vodou recognizes that the world of spirit is much, much bigger than human memory. Because you have to remember that many laws within Haitian Vodou are primordial beings and that they are older than time and space in and of itself. So using Milokan as a terminology makes space for that vastness, makes space for the infinite cosmological force that it truly represents. The second reason why Milokan is important, it's about ancestral memory. And Milokan, honoring Milokan and mentioning, referencing Milokan specifically in ritual is a way of saying that even though we don't remember or know all the names of all that has been part of this practice, this faith, we either as humans, as spirits, etc., etc., even if history tried to erase you, even if cultural tactics, suppressive religious tactics have attempted to eliminate Vodou, you are all still here with us. That's essentially what we say to the ancestors. And we make space for ancestral memory to be reactivated as a result of honoring Milokan. And what's also interesting is that while the origins of the word Milokan are unknown, and I'd love if anyone is listening to this show and they have more information, please send me an email, aguacerito@gmail.com. You know, knowing that Haitian Vodou is an oral tradition, I'd love to put out into the universe that someone somewhere knows the origins of Milokan. So I'd love to hear that conversation and come back to the show and give our listeners an update. But to my understanding, the origins of the word are unknown. But even though its founding is unknown, we actually see this concept of Milokan. We see this concept of this universal spiritual force being present during Bwakaima. So if we go back to the Congress that was held in August 1791 of enslaved Africans, which ultimately led to the Haitian Revolution, during that meeting, during that Congress, all of the enslaved Africans present represented 21 different African nations, and they pulled together, and I talk a lot about this in detail in episode 9, but they pulled together, they kind of took kind of the, you know, aspects of their practices, made it into one, and they made a vow and a pact to fight for their freedom as a unified cohort of people. So even though they represented all these different African nations, They understood the importance of unity and unity being a form of a political tactic. And we see aspects of Milokan, we see aspects of that specific energy whenever we look at any political campaigns, even in from a secular perspective, when we see individuals, let's say, quote unquote, organizing. And why are they organizing? People organize because they recognize the importance of the collective and the importance of unity within that collective. So there's something really powerful when the Milokan energy is invoked, whether that is in a spiritual sense or even in everyday, in a secular perspective, across business, across politics, across various different communities, various different constructs. The motto, Union fait la force, that's actually a motto that is on the Haitian flag. So on the coat of arms within the Haitian flag, the motto, Union fait la force, which means unity makes strength. That motto actually also speaks to Milokan energy. And this really leads me to the third kind of reason why Milokan is important. It's all about resistance and liberation. Because you got to remember, colonialism tried to break Vodou apart time and time again to really make people forget their spirits, to make people forget their ancestors, because they knew how powerful Vodou as a faith practice, particularly the version of Vodou that came and was transformed on the colonial island of Hispaniola, they knew how powerful that force was, how powerful unity was. And so Milokan is one way Vodou keeps itself whole. It's a reminder that no force, no human, not slavery, not church oppression, not political violence, nothing can erase the spirits or the people who carry them, specifically when we stick together. Aibobo. So in that sense, Milokan isn't just spiritual. It's also political. It's also about unity, survival, and remembering who we are. If we switch gears and we think about how we see Milokan in ritual form, there's a variety of ways within different lineages, and this is going to be lineage dependent, how you see Milokan comes in practice on a regular basis. So let's just say in day-to-day practices, you will see that sometimes an individual may light a white candle or what we call a seven color glass candle. So seven, so imagine a tall glass candle, and it has seven different bands of colors in it. This sometimes could be used, either a white candle or a seven color candle can be used in what we call a Milokan invocation, right? So that means when we do a Milokan invocation, meaning that we may pray to the laws, but we don't pray to any specific laws, we put out a request to all the laws. So if in day-to-day practices, if that's something you do, that is a nod to Milokan. You'll sometimes hear individuals have what's called a Milokan ceremony. So rather than just having a fete or a ceremony that is celebrating or honoring one particular loi or one particular nation, you'll sometimes hear individuals have a Milokan ceremony. So that's a ceremony that honors all laws. And actually in some houses, and this is not in all, right? This is again lineage dependent, but in some houses you'll sometimes see when there is a ceremony, that you look at the Vodou, the ritual table, and at times you may see different color silk scarves that's kind of hanging in front of the table or suspended in the air, you know, above the table. And the colors, like all different colors, kind of almost like colors of the rainbow, right? It's just a range of different colors. That visual representation at times is a nod to Milokan. And we're going to actually have an episode on color. I'm really excited about talking about colors from a Vodou lens. That's going to be a really, really cool episode. So check that out in the future. You'll sometimes hear of a Milokan offering, right? So instead of having an offering for each law, having one offering to honor all the laws. In ritual, you also, if I think about clothing, you might sometimes see seven colors represented in Vodou ceremonial clothing. Sometimes it's seven colors. Some places you may see nine colors. And while there actually are laws that they kind of have that seven or nine color band, and when I'm thinking about that, I'm specifically thinking about, again, and this is not in every lineage, but some lineages, laws in the Igbo Nation, right? When I think Igbo Nation, I think about like Laga and Congo, for example, may also use seven colors as their color. But in many cases, when you see seven colors represented in ceremonial clothing or a melange of different colors, not just one specific energetic signature, in many cases, that also represents Milokan. And you sometimes are going to see and hear about the Milokan Veve. Now, we're, again, similar. I know, I feel like I've said that this throughout this entire episode because there's a lot of topics we haven't covered yet. Even though we've covered a lot, there's a lot more to go. But we will have a separate episode talking about Veves, which is essentially a sacred geometry that's drawn on the ground in order to invoke and call the spirits down into the earthly realm. So you'll see sometimes a Milokan Veve that is created to invoke all the laws as a form of unity. And I think, listeners, what I will do, I'm actually going to post, if you go to aguacerito.com, I will put a link to a Milokan Veve so that you can see reference of it. Or you can also just Google Milokan Veve and you'll see many show up in Google images. But just being aware that, you know, that sacred geometry of the Veve is pretty powerful when that Veve is drawn on the ground in order to invoke and bring down and call forth spirits. So Milokan is essentially a collective presence. One more note I will say when it comes to Milokan. If you are new to Vodou and you are reflecting and thinking about how to use or how to tap into Milokan, from an outsider, you know, an outsider perspective, or someone, again, new to the practice, it may be, you know, again, and I think this is with reason, to assume that you can just tap into Milokan and that is enough. So, for example, you can just light, you know, your spirits and just light, oh, I'm going to just light a Milokan invocation to all my spirits all the time. I would say that it's important to understand that not all lineages, all reglema look and view and use Milokan in the same way, right? Some lineages treat the concept of Milokan more as a catch-all name in ceremonies. Others maybe just use the songs. Some do invocations to Milokan, but others may not. So I think it's important that, you know, Milokan, because it lives in different ways, in different places, I think it's important to, you know, think about and talk to individuals within your practice. So I've said this actually, I think I said this at the beginning of season 2 in episode 24. In these episodes, I have refrained from giving my own personal opinion or practical advice on how to use, in this case, how to use Milokan as an energy. Because I feel like if I do that, I would be centering my own lineage's reglema onto other people. And so my practical advice to you, if you're new to Vodou and you're trying to figure out how to best tap into this powerful spiritual unifying force, I would say, you know, follow your bitacion's reglema, follow your societe's reglema, follow your lineage's reglema. Because again, different houses have different ways that they utilize Milokan. Like I said, some even call it Minokan, right? So even the terminology can change depending on the lineage. And if you don't know, if you're like, man, I don't know what the reglema of my bitacion is yet, but I feel drawn to this concept of Milokan energy. I feel called to it. I would say, you know, just as a practical advice, connect with a trusted spiritualist or ask your laws or ask your ancestors for guidance on how to leverage and how to tap into this powerful, powerful spiritual force. To kind of wrap up today's conversation, Milokan is not just another spirit in Vodou pantheon. It's a call to unity, right? Milcon is a spiritual umbrella. It is a spiritual safety net. It's a reminder that in Vodou, no one, not even the forgotten, is truly left behind. Aibobo to Milcon, to Milcon to le force cosmique, to Milcon to le loi, Milcon to le saint, Milcon to le mort, both known and unknown. We honor you. We love you. We thank you for your continued reminder that union fait la force. Unity is our strength. You remind us, Milcon, that it is in unity we can truly step into our true power. Aibobo, aibobo, aibobo. Thanks for tuning in today. If this resonated with you, we ask you to be able to connect with us and send us an email, aguacerito@gmail.com. Make sure to follow or subscribe so you never miss an update. And don't forget to share this episode with the first person that comes to mind who might need to hear this message as well. Join us next time as we honor and love on Metagasu and Grand Silibo and their role within Haitian Vodou. Until then, keep learning, growing, and pushing forward on your journey. As always, we will close out in prayer. Thank you to the Almighty Creator, source of all life and breath. Thank you to the divine saints, spirits, and protectors who have walked with us in this sacred gathering. Thank you to the ancestral spirits in the east, west, north, and south. May your presence continue to guide us as we move forward. Thank you to the spirits of earth, water, fire, and air, both known and unknown, who sustain and balance us in every moment. Thank you to all of our ancestors, near and far. Thank you for your love, your strength, and your eternal guidance. We give gratitude for the unity we have shared and for the wisdom that has been revealed in this moment. We release ourselves into the world with your blessings, asking for your continued protection and guidance as we walk our paths. We honor the thread that connects us all as children of this earthly realm and as spiritual beings beyond it. May the light of wisdom, the power of courage, and the bond of love remain with us as we part ways. May our hearts remain open, our minds remain clear, and our spirits remain strong to continue learning, growing, and thriving together. We affirm that all that is needed has been received, all that is to be learned will unfold, and all that is to be shared will bear fruit in time. Aibobo, agoago, bo, rababa, asao, alaso, awoshenago, javodo, afutai, bilolo, swakongo, kwa, sen, bo. Thank you for tuning into the Agua Cerito podcast. Thank you. for joining us on the Aguacerito podcast show. Together we honor our ancestors, embrace the beauty of Vodou, and step boldly toward liberation. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us amplify the spirit of Haitian Vodou even further. Join us next week as we continue this journey to connect, inspire, and uplift. Until then, walk boldly with your spirits. And remember, the Aguacerito Show is not just a podcast. It is a vibration, a celebration, a path to freedom.